Hey, this is Giovanni and Gene with Unmatched Style, and we're here to talk about the second edition of Jason Beard's book, The Principles of Beautiful Web Design. And before we get started, we just wanted to say that we're going to give away a copy of this book. So all you have to do is leave a comment along with this post and tell us, you know, some of your strengths and weaknesses in regards to the things he talks about, which are typography, color, texture,
Layout and composition.
Layout and composition.
Yeah, so leave those in the post and we'll get you a book. We'll randomly pick from someone.
That's right, we will randomly pick.
So on to the book. What did you think of the book, first off?
Well, I think it's a good update. I do.
Yeah, absolutely.
I read his first, and pretty much when I was getting into design, I read his first book. It was kind of an introduction
really?
To applying, you know, a lot of the things I learned in fine art to the web.
Right.
And so it was a great book for me. And I think that this is a really good update. It's it brings a lot of the new, like, kind of more current technologies
right.
Into
so
the
fold. So in case you're not really familiar with the first edition, The Principles of Beautiful Web Design, this is Jason Beard's book, and he kind of takes you through, let's say, the four pillars of good design.
Right.
Like you said, layout and composition, color, texture, and then typography. He kind of just kind of takes you through that.
Right, because he kind of structures it almost the way a school does, where he starts with the elements and principles of design in general,
right.
as they apply to all design,
right.
not just the web, and kind of lays out the groundwork for understanding those things in just as applied to anything.
That's
and
right.
then he moves slowly into web design and how those things apply on
right.
the web, you know, in regards to the restrictions and freedoms of that kind of
right.
interactive medium.
Right. And I think he said he actually originally intended the book for developers who didn't know how to design, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's cool.
That you'd write a design book for someone who doesn't know how to design. But that, in the end, you know, we both teach class. We both teach, like, web design and stuff like that, 101 and 201. And I know I use his first edition in my class.
Right.
Because it's so good. But some of the updates that he put into the second edition, he gets into some trendy, updated stuff. Because I think the first edition was 2 or 3 years ago.
Right.
So he gets into some things like, you know, he introduces you to the 960 grid system and some of the things that's hit web design, like editorial page design, you know, where you're designing each post of a blog post differently and, you know, that kind of thing. And then big footers and stuff like that. So he kind of explains where that comes from and what it's all about.
Yeah, he does get pretty granular, like, about halfway through the book,
yeah.
I would say. But kind of before that, in the first half, I think that the fact that he focuses on just things in general, the principles and stuff, it gives the book a sort of timeless quality.
It does.
That, you know, in that it's fundamental, but then slowly moves into more discrete and specific things,
right.
specific subjects. So it's really good for that, you know, because
yeah, like
it leads you into the specifics of web
that's
design.
Right. Like when he gets into the typography, he
right.
really kind of digs into that.
Yeah, that's pretty specific.
And, you know, it's one of the four core tenets of really good design. You've got to know how to use typography and stuff. And then he kind of, you know, he sums the book up with the little extras and gimmies, like telling you about how to work with an illustrator, look for
mm-hmm.
Look for stock photography, that sort of stuff. But the one thing that's really cool is that he updated was he used a real-world scenario case study throughout the book, and he used a website for Southern Savers, which we'll make sure and link it up. But if you haven't checked that site out, it's really a beautiful site. And it took the first version of that site, which was you know, really not that good of a site, to looking, you know, visual-wise, to a really well-done design website.
Yeah, it's a nice site, and he really breaks it down. He obviously had direct access to a lot of the concept materials and everything,
clearly.
and shows those in the book. So it's a really good process, and it's very visible and easy
yeah.
to understand. So it's nice to get the theory,
yeah,
and then see implementation of theory.
So if you're somebody just starting out in design, it's a really great book. If you're someone who doesn't know anything about design, hopefully one of your designer friends will give you this book. And then if you're a student,
right,
it'd be a really great book.
But it's also good for just designers in general who want to kind of get up to speed. Maybe they've been kind of
mm-hmm.
doing the same thing for a while, and they want to, like, really get up to date with the
yeah.
most contemporary methods.
Yeah, I was going to say, for me, it was really great as just a refresher.
Right.
Just to
right.
kind of, because it's not a thick book. It's kind of thin, and you can throw it in your backpack and just kind of break it out whenever you need to
yeah,
reference
yeah.
some stuff. And it's really perfect for that.
Yeah, and Jason's got a really conversational tone. So it's easy to, it's really easy to read.
Absolutely.
So it's got a lot going for it.
So we both like it.
I did like it, yes.
Absolutely.
And do.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye.